Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Bedtime Vibes. When it's time for bed, it helps to get in the mood to wind down from the day. To do this, it will help if you put down your device and just listen. Get comfortable, lay down, close your eyes, and listen. It's very easy to keep going sometimes. One thought leading to the next. One video or image leading to another, a never-ending stream of information available to us at all times of the day. It's too much. There's more than you can ever see in a million lifetimes. It's better to just let it go. Accept that you don't need to see everything. You don't need to know everything. Sometimes it's okay to let it go, especially when it's time for bed. Bedtime can be a time to listen a little. Silence or some soft music that guides you to a nice place. Perhaps a gentle voice that helps you to remember that it's okay to not think. Time is a lovely time to focus on yourself, your well-being. And in this moment, all we're doing is just talking a little. You don't have to say anything, you don't have to do anything in particular. Maybe I'll talk about how your body relaxes over time, or maybe something else entirely. It does help if you find a position that's very comfortable. Maybe a comfy or weighted blanket around you. Something fluffy or gentle and soft. Maybe you're able to find the right temperature for yourself, feeling your body settle and relax. Perhaps part of your body is fidgeting, moving a little, or simply finding ways to express, and that's okay. You're allowed to move as much or as little as you like. Right now, it's not yet time to sleep. This is the preparation for sleep, helping your mind get into the right place. And the words themselves don't really matter. It doesn't matter if you remember or forget them. It's okay if you're thinking while I'm talking. You don't have to pay any attention. All that that matters is that you have the time to simply lay there for a bit. Something unimportant playing, some music, perhaps a voice, or maybe even the lovely silence. Most of the time, when we sit still, our thoughts start moving. Especially if you haven't sat still for a while. They start thinking and thinking about all these things that are going on. And that's okay. It won't last forever. To really relax, those thoughts even need to happen. Because by the time they're done, so are you. So little fidgets, some thoughts here and there, they're okay. And I will just keep on talking, slowly guiding you into a wonderful state, ready for sleep when it's time. We're in no rush though, and slowly you might find that thoughts are getting less and less. For now, that doesn't really matter. I do wonder what helps you to be more comfortable. Are there little shifts in your position that you can do to make it even better? Or is everything already as it should be? Another thing that's very interesting is when the body prepares for sleeping, our breathing changes. Have you ever paid attention to your own breath? How the rhythm can change? Slowly in, fading out. And every breath is sort of a opportunity to relax some more. One thing I always find fascinating is when you start paying attention to your breathing, especially the exhale seems to help to relax. That slow feeling of deflating and getting heavier. Sometimes I just like to focus on that feeling, almost sinking into my bed with every breath. That feeling of getting heavier, enjoying the sensation of my body relaxing more. What I also find is that I sometimes forget to pay attention to it, even though I begin to feel that weight slowly spreading all over my body. My arms and legs getting heavier, my chest seemingly sinking into the soft bed. Sometimes a thought or something else distracts me and, oh yes, I was paying attention to my breathing. also nice is to sort of let everything be. The state of your body, the place of your mind. Letting everything be as you slowly relax more. Sometimes, when I feel really nice and relaxed, ideas start to pop up. It's like the mind gets creative when it's no longer distracted. And they can be so random, about anything and everything. It can be tempting to want to write them down or go deeper into them. At the same time, it's bedtime. You don't need to do anything. This is the moment of the day when you can lay there and relax. Where the only thing that needs doing is nothing. And in a way, that's one of the best things. I guess that's why people enjoy naps so much. Perhaps that would help as well. Simply viewing this moment as a nap that lasts for a little longer than the average nap, and that's okay. It's not yet time to fall asleep, or maybe it is. When you take a nap, it doesn't matter when you fall asleep, does it? Some mindless meandering can feel so nice. It's simply time for nothing. And the more the nothingness lasts, the more lovely the sensation of simply existing. Like the space between thoughts is getting wider and wider. And that's okay too. There's no thought needed right now. And yet, if any are there, they can just exist for a brief moment before they pop out of existence. A feeling flowing with the moment, a soft narration of the sensations, breathing in and breathing out. Slowly sinking, adrift in dreams, change, and yet nothing. Something that's always difficult to tell. When do you fall asleep? Because the moment of falling asleep is covered by the act of falling asleep. Maybe you're aware, but can you be? It's like the moment is hidden from you. The best part is, though, if you cannot know when you're falling asleep, because you're already asleep when you do, thinking about it is not very useful, is it? Breathe in and out. Heavier and nice, finding your rhythm. What I'll do is I'll just keep talking softer and softer. Maybe my voice will disappear into the music, or perhaps it will fade into a dream. And whenever it's time for your mind to drift asleep is when it happens. It can be any moment. And yet, it won't be noticed. I think it's so interesting when the way the mind works kind of surprises us in different ways. There are so many things that we don't know consciously, and that's okay. There's so many soft ways to fall asleep too. Adrift into dreamland, or a soft drop into sleep. A long blink of blissful quiet. No matter what it is yours. These bedtime vibes are merely there to set the scene, guiding you, and you can choose to follow or drift in a different direction. Maybe you're already asleep, and you're simply dreaming these words. Maybe you forgot to fall asleep, and it happened without you noticing. And it's okay. Whenever it happens, it happens. And maybe your mind can unconsciously listen to these words, giving you some extra softness, comfort, relaxation. Allowing your body to get so nice and relaxed. Heavy and sleepy. Get even easier. you remember the wonderful nothing of bedtime vibes. Things are as they are, and that's okay. You're doing fine right now. Doing nothing, and that's okay.